It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome in. Nate Lowe on WCDO tonight, also WCDOsports.com. Another great Friday night for high school basketball as we come to you live from Sydney High School tonight, as it's a non-leaguer as the Sydney boys are hosting the Cobleskill Richmondville Bulldogs. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And, of course, Cork and Chambers and O'Hara also teaming up with Butler Auto Sales right now, and they're having a big holiday sale. So, you know, maybe you want to put something extra special underneath the tree this year, or have somebody walk out in the driveway and see a brand new vehicle, a bow on it. Perfect time to go down to Chambers and O'Hara or Butler Auto Sales on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. It's Christmas on Riverside, folks. And our Section 4 disclaimer tonight is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, our first time seeing the Sydney boys this season on the radio. Had a couple of chances to go out and watch them as we do our Twitter updates, as we do, as they were champions of the Deposit Hancock tournament. They've really challenged themselves, went down to play Union Endicott, which is a Class A school, and lost just by 9 points. But that 9 points is kind of deceiving because it was a very, very close game all the way up until just about 2 minutes to go. Some late free throws was the difference in that contest. So the Sydney boys have challenged themselves as they usually do in their non-league schedule, and that is no exception here tonight with the Class B school, Cobleskill Richmondville, coming into the house tonight. What's funny about this is right after Christmas break, Sydney, Unitego will be in the Cooperstown tournament. And so there's three local teams there, but the fourth team in the Cooperstown Holiday Tournament will be Cobleskill Richmondville. So there's a chance they could play here tonight and then meet up with each other down the road right after the Christmas break in that Cooperstown Holiday Tournament. So this kind of could be a little precursor to what that could be in about a week and a half, but we will see. The matchups would have to work out that way. What we know about Cobleskill Richmondville, they played Oneonta last week, and Oneonta came away with a 10-point victory thanks to 28 points from sophomore sensation Teddy Graham. So it's certainly a great team, Oneonta, this year. You know, Cobleskill Richmondville brings a lot to the table if they can hang with a team like Oneonta, because Oneonta is a team that can get out and run and gun and have a lot of young guards that will get up and down the floor. So we know that Cobleskill Richmondville has the guard play, but they also have some size inside, which Sydney's going to have to deal with here tonight. That is the one thing I've noticed about Sydney so far this year. Loaded with guards, loaded with three-point shooters. They are a fantastic team. But they don't have a ton inside. You're missing a guy like a Colin Carl, who was absolutely fantastic last year on the inside to kind of muscle and push around some of those guys. So the guys on the inside that will have to do it for Sydney this year will be a guy like a Steven Smith or a Lucas Tanner or a Matt Hoskins. And that's what they'll have to do. A Ryan Harris as well in there for Sydney on the interior. And then, of course, you have your fantastic guard play with guys like Ethan Finch, Malik Howard, Liam Matthews, Chase Johnson, Mikey Gravelin. Those are the guys that will get it done on the perimeter for the Sydney Warriors. But they're a team that can get up and down the floor, too. They like to fast break. They like to push the tempo. And it certainly will be a lot of fun to watch this year. And the MAC is just loaded. When you're talking about Sydney's conference, they are very even, I would say, this year. I think the Walton boys have kind of distinguished themselves as the early favorite this year. They have played very good basketball, but I think Sydney, Unadilla Valley, Deposit Hancock, the Green, those are some of the other teams that are all right there. Of course, Delhi, the defending champions. So it certainly will be a lot of fun to see how that all shakes out, especially once we get into league play right after the New Year's break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get things all started here on WCDO here tonight. This is Cobleskill Richmondville taking on Sydney here in a boys non-leaguer tonight live from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have Cobleskill Richmondville taking on Sydney tonight in a non-leaguer on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Cobleskill Richmondville visiting Sydney for a boys non-league contest tonight. And we'll get you set to go here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. First, our starting lineups for visiting Cobleskill Richmondville. Their mascot is the Bulldogs. It is number 0, Brennan Loader. Number 10, Andrew Tracy. Number 23, Mitch Vanderwerken. Number 25, Donovan Paquetti. And number 32, Steve Maniscalco. For Sydney, of course, their mascot is the Warriors. Double 0, Ethan Finch. Number 3, Malik Howard. Number 5, Stephen Smith. Number 11, Liam Matthews, and number 12, Chase Johnson. And a special note here, folks, we've kind of kept this quiet, but this will be Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. He is going for his 400th career victory tonight. So if Coach Brzee can get this victory here tonight over Cobleskill Richmondville, he will have 400 career wins. And if they do that, they are planning to have a little special ceremony after the game. And then for Sydney's next home game, they will have an extra special ceremony with some former players and family coming in. So we'll have some more details on that. But I just want to make sure that I kind of have a theory about these things. I like to keep them quiet a little bit. It's almost like when a player's going for his 1,000 points or her 1,000 points, you don't say a ton about it because they just want to kind of go out there, do their business. They don't need some extra pressure, and we just kind of stay away from them and let them do their thing. So Coach Brzee, I know he didn't want to talk a ton about it. He just wants to go out and have his team get a victory and then maybe celebrate afterwards. So Cobleskill, Richmondville, and Sydney about to tip off here at Sydney High School. Sydney's in the home white uniforms with the black and the maroon trim. They go right to left. Cobleskill's in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. They will go left to right. And Cobleskill wins the opening tip. They bring it right down. And Mitch Vanderwerken will get the opening jumper in the paint, and he puts it home. And it's a 2-0 lead here for CR over Sydney. Warriors back the other way. Here is Liam Matthews, dribbles it out of bounds, last touched here by the Bulldogs, and it rolled off the foot there of Mitch Vanderwerken and out of play. So again, Sydney going right to left on your radio dial in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. They'll get it to the top of the key here for Chase Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble, now to the right side for Ethan Finch. Finch, the leading scorer, one of the leading scorers here for this Sydney team. Finch to the far side, gets it to the high post for Liam Matthews. Back out Malik Howard. Far side three is good for Malik Howard. He dials long distance, and Sydney has a 3-2 lead with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Cobleskill back the other way. Here's Vanderwerken with another elbow jumper. Left side off the mark, no good. And Steven Smith, the man they call Legs, back up the floor with the rebound. Finds Malik Howard. Howard back to the top of the key, passing down low for Liam Matthews. He gets stuck in the paint, dishes one off for Smith, goes up with it, can't get the layup to go in, rolled off the top of the rim, and back the other way for the Bulldogs. And they'll try to go coast to coast here with Brennan Loader, and he is fouled as he goes up for the left-handed layup, and he will go to the line. 6:55 to go first quarter. Sydney with an early 3-2 lead over visiting Cobleskill Richmondville. Loader will step to the line, and he will shoot two here for the Bulldogs. Loader's first shot is up and good. And so we're tied up 3-3 with 6:55 to go here in the first quarter. Loader, very quick guard, tall and lanky, about 6'2", and can get to the rim. Second shot rattles out. Ball is loose, and Liam Matthews will scoop up a rebound here for the Warriors. Outlet pass for Ethan Finch. He brings it back down the floor. Finch finding Malik Howard on the right side. And back up top for Ethan Finch. Or Chase Johnson on the left side of the floor in front of the Cobleskill Richmondville bench. Now they reverse it to the far side. Sydney content to work it around the top of the key. Now for Smith, right wing corner, outside the three-point line. Reversing right side, deep three here from Malik Howard. Dies on the front rim. Smith with a rebound and passing one back out. We'll have a jump ball underneath, and possession arrow is going to keep it with Sydney. With 6:30 to go in this first quarter, and we're tied 3-3. Underneath the basket here for Ethan Finch. Finch will get it to the top of the key here for Chase Johnson. Johnson tries a crossover move. It's intercepted by Andrew Tracy of CR. And back the other way for the Bulldogs. Trying to go coast to coast there is Donovan Paquetti. And it's knocked away as he couldn't get the right-handed layup. And Finch scoops up a rebound for Sydney. Back to the top of the key as Sydney's in their offensive end of the floor going right to left. We're tied 3-3 between Sydney and Cobleskill Richmondville. And to the top of the key now for Finch. Into the corner from Malik Howard with 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. And again, we're knotted up at three. Finch tries to pass down low for Steven Smith. Too tall for him. Ball flies out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Bulldogs. Some full court pressure here applied by this Sydney Warriors defense. Looks like a little full court man-to-man as Andrew Tracy will walk it up the floor. Crosses the big Sydney S at midcourt. Bulldogs have it on the right side. Deep three by the lefty here. Brennan Loader can't get it to go. Springs off the back of the rim, then hits the top of the backboard and out of play. Ball back to Sydney with 5:45 to go in this first quarter. And Sydney will look to bring it back up the floor. Again, our only comparison that we really have is that Cobleskill Richmondville played Oneonta last week, lost by 10, as Teddy McGraw had 28 points for Oneonta in that big win. Ethan Finch back down the floor. Goes up for a jumper, misses it. Steven Smith with another rebound. Kicks it back out. Left wing corner for Malik Howard. Another three downtown, and it's good for Malik Howard. And he has 2 3-pointers at all 6 of Sydney's points. And Sydney now leads 6-3 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Stolen away by the Sydney defense. Johnson tries a home run pass ahead. He was looking for Steven Smith, but is tipped out of bounds by the Bulldogs at the last minute and out of play. Loader is going to go to the bench, and stepping in here for the Bulldogs will be number 22, Alex Javits, off the bench. our first substitution of the night. So Sydney leads 6-3 with 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Howard back up top for Ethan Finch. Straightaway three, he buries it. Ethan Finch from downtown, and Sydney has opened up a six-point lead, 9-3 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs back down the floor with Alex Javits. Javits at the top of the key as the Bulldogs are wearing the navy blue with the white trim here tonight. They pass one down low at the left low block, up and in there for Donovan Pacchetti, and he gets the bucket there for Cobleskill Richmondville. So it's Sydney 9, in CR 5. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Here is Malik Howard at the top of the key. Little give and go back for Steven Smith. He takes it to the rack. It's good, and he's fouled. Steven Smith with a nice drive. He went from left to right, went down the lane on the right wing side, put up the layup. It's good, and he's fouled. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. They now lead Cobleskill Richmondville 11-5. So here is Steven Smith at the line. This one rattles out. Rebound here for the Bulldogs, picked up by Mitch Vanderwerken, and the Bulldogs will trot it back up the floor with Donovan Pacchetti. Pacchetti's in a tough spot here. Finch is all over him on defense. Pacchetti finally gets the pass off to Andrew Tracy on the left side. Pacchetti now will get it back from Tracy as they work on the offense. Sydney playing man-to-man with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. To the top of the key, straightaway opportunity. Air ball three-pointer there for Maniscalco. Out of bounds, and the possession is going to go back to Sydney. Just in-your-face man-to-man defense here for Sydney is really doing the trick so far, as Cobleskill Richmondville struggling a little bit to settle in. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 11-5. Here is Malik Howard, top of the key for Steven Smith. Smith now finds Ethan Finch, backing his way down in, gets to the right low block, fadeaway jumper for Finch. Athletic play, but the shot won't go. Rebound ahead for Cobleskill Richmondville, and they try a breakaway little layup opportunity for Maniscalco, and it's a block by Liam Matthews out of bounds. Last touched by Matthews of Sydney, and will stay with the Bulldogs of CR. Good hustle there by Matthews to get back and swat it out of bounds. Bulldogs will get it in underneath the basket. They run an inbounds play to the left corner as they go left to right. Top of the key for Andrew Tracy as he resets the offense for Cobleskill Richmondville. Man-to-man defense still for Sydney. A pass into the paint, a turnaround shot for Maniscalco, and he's fouled. We'll see who they get this one on. This will be on Liam Matthews with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. It's the team's second, and the second on Matthews. Here's our team foul situation. Two for Sydney and one for Cobleskill Richmondville. Maniscalco to the line, and it's off the mark and no good. So they're going to bring Liam Matthews to the bench, as he's going to have to come out with those two fouls for protection. And Ryan Harris, the junior wearing number 25, will step in here for the Sydney Warriors. So 3:25 to go, first quarter. 11-5 the score. And on the rebound here, off the missed shot, it's going to be scooped up here by Cobleskill Richmondville, putting one back up. It's off the mark and no good, and a rebound here for Ethan Finch. So even though the Bulldogs got the rebound, they couldn't finish on that second chance opportunity. Chase Johnson on the right wing side as Sydney goes right to left. They give it for Finch. 20 on the shot clock, back to the top of the key here for Malik Howard. And now for Ryan Harris. Harris holding on to it. We'll give one back for Finch on the right wing side. Now Harris in the corner looking for options. Passes back to Chase Johnson. 10 on the shot clock. Johnson dribble drive. Puts on the brakes. Tries a little up and under off the glass. Can't get it to go. And the rebound goes to Malik Howard. Back out Ryan Harris. He tries a long three. That one rattles out. And a rebound here for the Bulldogs. Good looks there for Sydney, but they can't get it to go. 2:40 to go, first quarter here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to take you the rest of the way here tonight. Also listening on WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you tuning in. Cobleskill Richmondville with the ball on the left side of the floor in their own offensive end, as this is Maniscalco with the ball, leaving one back for Pacchetti. Still man-to-man defense here for Sydney as they lead 11-5 in the first frame. Top of the key here for Mitch Vanderwerken. 5 on the shot clock. Vanderwerken is in a tough spot. Passes out for Pacchetti. He tries a long three. It's off the mark and bounces high off the rim, off the top of the backboard, and that brings up a whistle as it's out of play. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The score, 11-5, will have a little timeout here on the play, as looks like a small equipment issue here out on the floor with one of the player's shoes. They're going to have to reset the clock here, as a few seconds did tick off. But Sydney leading 11-5, and a good start here against a scrappy Cobleskill Richmondville team. that has some good length and some good size, and they're not afraid to take it to the basket. They are a little bit bigger as a team, I would say, than Sydney, but the Warriors have done a good job on the glass so far. Right side of the floor for Ethan Finch. Little dribble drive, gets into the paint, tosses one up off the backboard, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Donovan Paquette. Paquette ahead now for Brennan Loader, who's back in the game, wants to take it to the rim, can't finish. Great little scoop, and it rolled all the way around the rim and just wouldn't go down. Sydney with the rebound back up the floor. Chase Johnson pump fakes on a three, leaves it off for Malik Howard at the top of the key. Howard with a straightaway three, can't get it to go, and Paquette is there to Windex the glass once again. He's been a monster so far on the rebounding front here for the Bulldogs. With a minute 25 to go in the first quarter, it is Sydney leading 11-5 over visiting Cobleskill Richmondville. Here is Brennan Loader, left side three. And he can't get that to go as it bounces off the front of the rim. Sydney in transition. Chase Johnson dials long distance. Can't get it to go. Guess who? Paquette with another rebound. And back up the floor for Loader. And this time he will finish. And the lefty takes it in for his first bucket of the night. With 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. And Sydney's going to take a timeout. With the score, Sydney 11 and Cobleskill Richmondville 7. With 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sydney with the ball. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 11 and Cobleskill Richmondville 7. Off to a good start here. The Warriors have looked strong on their home floor in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Sydney High School. Here's Ethan Finch, left side, pump fakes on a three, dribbles between his legs, lost control, but Stephen Smith was there to pick it up. Down low, Lucas Tanner, who just checked into the game, is up for two, and he gets it to go. Lucas Tanner gives Sydney a 13-7 lead. Back down the floor, and Loader loses control of the ball, slipped out of his hands as he went for a chest pass on the right wing side. Ball flies out of bounds. And we'll go back to Sydney with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot clock is off, and the Warriors will bring it back up the floor with the score. Sydney 13, Cobleskill Richmondville 7. A boys non-leaguer here tonight on WCDO. Here's Stephen Smith, right side, outside the three-point line as they look to work it around the top of the clock here on offense. To the right side of the floor still for Ethan Finch. Little handoff now for Stephen Smith from Ethan Finch, and we're going to have a jump ball. And possession is going to go back to the Bulldogs of Cobleskill Richmondville. Just a little miscommunication there, it looked like, on offense. So 9 seconds to work with for the Bulldogs. Sydney's going to put on the full court press here to try to make it as difficult as possible to get a shot off. Ball is inbounded, but then pops around. It's like a hot potato. Bulldogs come back up with it. Can they get a shot off here? With 2 seconds left, they'll get one with Loader in the corner, partially blocked by Stephen Smith, and that's going to do it. End of the first quarter. Sydney boys leading Cobleskill Richmondville 13-7. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Back underway to start the second quarter, the Sydney Warriors with the ball and a 13-7 lead over visiting Cobleskill Richmondville. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. Here is Ethan Finch at the top of the key as Sydney works it around. 15 to go on the shot clock. Chase Johnson streaks in right wing side. Hands one off for Finch. Finch trying to bull his way down low. Gets a shot up and off the back of the rim. No good. And a foul on Steven Smith, it looks like, on the rebound. So that is the third team foul on Sydney and the first on Steven Smith. Team fouls, Sydney with three. Cobleskill Richmondville with one if you're keeping track at home. 7.5 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney still holding a 13-7 lead. Cobleskill Richmondville pretty much looking like Penn State tonight with the white trim uniforms and the navy blue as the solid color. They bring it up the floor going left to right. Here is Brennan Loader, leading scorer so far with 3 points tonight for the Bulldogs. Passing one off for Andrew Tracy. Spot up long two-point jumper. Dies on the front of the rim. Paquetti is there with a rebound. Puts one up. Can't get it. Second chance opportunity. Stripped away. He gets it again. Give the guy a three-chance opportunity. He's going to put it home, and he does that time. Paquetti has 4 points, and I would venture to say he's got to be into double-digit rebounds already. He has been a man up there. It's Sydney 13, Cobleskill Richmondville 9 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Johnson, a little give and go with Lucas Tanner, intercepted by Brennan Loader. He's off to the races, tries to go coast to coast and is fouled as he goes up for the layup. And Chase Johnson, it looks like, might be injured on the play as he was going up to block the shot with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. And that was a pretty big collision, a couple of guys going together there to try to go up and block that shot. We'll hope that he's okay. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. We're going to step away with the score Sydney 13 and Cobleskill Richmondville 9. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:45 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull with you live on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream as always, brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Sydney leading visiting Cobleskill Richmondville 13-9 here, 6:45 to go in the second quarter. And our injured player at the moment is Chase Johnson. Let me recap that for you. Basically, it was a breakaway layup for Cobleskill Richmondville, and two or three Sydney players were hustling back. It was great hustle to try to get back and either take a charge or go for a block. Johnson went up for a block, and I believe he might have got his bell rung here, folks. I think maybe an elbow or a hand kind of got him in the back of the head. He came down, landed, and then immediately went over to the wall, the padded wall behind the basket, and just kind of slumped down and sat down. He is up on his feet now. I really just think maybe he got his bell rung here as he took a hard shot in the head is what I think happened. I don't think it's anything too serious. He's talking with his dad and the training staff here and head coach Mike Brzee as he walks back over to the bench. But with the way things are today with concussion protocol, I would believe that his night is going to be done here now, because once somebody gets hit in the head these days, they have to be so careful because of what we know about concussions these days. So checking into the game will be Justin McMillan, to replace Chase Johnson. We wish the best to him. We hope he's going to be okay. I think he will be. Nothing more serious, and I really think he just maybe got his bell rung a little bit there. And if you've had that happen to you, and we all have, I think, from time to time, you know, it certainly isn't a fun thing. So shots here from the foul line. 0 for 2 is going to be Brennan Loader, who went up for that layup and got fouled, and he comes away with nothing. So the score remains 13-9, Sidney on top of Cobleskill-Richmondville with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Ethan Finch as Sidney goes right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Here is Stephen Smith down low. Wants a little up and under, and he'll travel. Smith will just shuffle his feet a little bit there as he tried to get set up on offense. Of course, Stephen Smith was our MVP last week in our first week of the Talbot Insurance Agency Basketball All-Star Awards that we give out each week. He had three straight triple-doubles in about a week and a half time span. So he's one of those guys that does a little bit of everything for the Sidney Warriors. Cobleskill-Richmondville back down the floor. The ball tipped out of bounds by Justin McMillan, though, at about half court. It will remain with the Bulldogs as they go left to right on your radio dial. Here is Piketty. A great move around Finch. Takes it to the rack. Scores, and he's fouled. Boy, great move by Piketty. He now has 6 points. He's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Finch tried to catch up and block it from behind and just got a piece of it on the wrist. And, boy, you don't see that very often. Ethan Finch is very athletic, very quick on his feet. Piketty just got the good step on him there and was able to go. And he gets the foul shot, so he has 7 points. And Cobleskill-Richmondville is right back in this game. It's Sidney with a one-point lead, 13-12, with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's McMillan on the left side of the floor finding Lucas Tanner. Bounce pass here for Finch, left side corner. Back to the top of the key for Malik Howard, and he'll travel. Threw in a pump fake there as the defender really bit on it as he has been hot from downtown here tonight, hitting 2 3-pointers already. But that time, shuffled his feet and traveled. So the Bulldogs will get the ball back once again with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Sidney clinging to a one-point lead here on their home floor in a non-leaguer, 13-12. Right side of the floor for Alex Javits. Javits back for Brennan Loader. Straight away three. It's good for Loader. He's now got 6 points. And the Bulldogs take the lead 15-13 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Sidney student section trying to get into this game here a little bit. Give the guys some energy. Here's Finch with a right wing side three. Left it short. Lucas Tanner a rebound right back to Finch. Takes it to the rim and he's fouled and can't get the bucket to go. So here's the team foul situation, as this one will be on Alex Javits of Cobleskill-Richmondville. That's only their second team foul. First foul on Javits tonight. So Sidney has 5 team fouls and CR with 2. So Finch to the line. He's got 3 points so far. Can't get the first foul shot to go. Left it short, and it rings off the front of the rim. And Sidney's going to need some good production here tonight from Ethan Finch to stay close with this quality Cobleskill-Richmondville team. Second shot for Finch is good. Pretty even matchup so far here tonight as Cobleskill-Richmondville holding on to a one-point lead, 15-14 on the road here in this boys and non-leaguer tonight on WCDO. Left side of the floor here for Brennan Loader. Loader with a bounce pass into the paint. Now they kick it back out. A long two-pointer here for Andrew Tracy is off the mark. Lucas Tanner, LT, with a big rebound. And ahead they come for Justin McMillan. He puts on the brakes. Back for Tanner. He's going to try to take it right to the rim. And too strong on the layup. Rebound for Stephen Smith. Lost control of it, though. Out of bounds, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. Great take there by Lucas Tanner. He split the defense, took it all the way in, did everything but finish there for the Warriors. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 15-14. Cobleskill-Richmondville on top of Sidney. Back up the floor is Brennan Loader of Cobleskill-Richmondville with the ball on the left side. Bounce pass here for Mitch Vanderwerken. Sidney still sticking with this man-to-man defense that has served them so well for so many years under longtime head coach Mike Brzee. Left side of the floor now for Tracy. Gets stuck in the paint, has to kick it back out. 10 on the shot clock. Vanderwerken for three. Got it. Mitch Vanderwerken with 5 points now, and it's the biggest lead here of the evening for Cobleskill-Richmondville, 18-14. Here is Ethan Finch. He tries again to take it to the rim on the left side, and he's fouled as he took it in. Foul's going to be on Brennan Loader. So that will be his first on Loader, and the third on Cobleskill-Richmondville as a team. Sidney will get the ball in. They'll find Malik Howard in the left wing corner. Howard thought about a three, instead goes back to Ethan Finch, has his shot partially blocked, And Malik Howard comes down with the rebound, tosses it up and in. And Malik Howard now with 8 points on a two-pointer. Back to a two-point game. Cobleskill, Richmondville 18, Sydney 16, with 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Paquette will bring it back up the floor and to the right side here for Cobleskill, Richmondville, and Steve Maniscalco. Maniscalco back for Loader, left wing side. He's eaten up downtown for Brennan Loader. He's got 9 points, and it's 21-16. CR on top of Sydney now with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Finch at the top of the key, finding Malik Howard. Again, gets around the defense. Tosses one back off for Stephen Smith. Straightaway three-pointer, too strong. Lucas Tanner with a rebound here. Ball is loose on the floor. Paquette comes away with it here for the Bulldogs. Down the floor, dishes one off. Up and in for Cobleskill Richmondville. Mitch Vanderwerken on the pass from Paquette. He finishes. Timeout for Sydney with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Cobleskill Richmondville 23 and Sydney 16. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, the Sydney boys find themselves down 23-16 to Cobleskill Richmondville, and this isn't going to help as a pass down low to Justin McMillan is off his fingertips and out of bounds and goes back to the Bulldogs of Cobleskill Richmondville. Back up the floor with Brennan Loader crossing midcourt. And leaving one off for Paquette, who's having a fantastic night here, number 25, Donovan Paquette. Paquette will skip across the top of the zone, but it's intercepted here by the Sydney Warriors, and Malik Howard wants to try to take it coast-to-coast, gets blocked, but they're going to have a foul on Paquette, as Howard went up with exactly 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And our score, Cobleskill Richmondville 23, and Sydney 16. Again, 23-16, with Malik Howard going to the line, with Sydney trailing. Here in the second quarter. First shot for Howard off the back of the rim and no good. Deadly three-point shooter. Malik Howard trying to pull Sydney back into this game. If they could just chip away a little bit here before the halftime break, that would be big. Second shot for Malik. Will not go. So he goes 0 for 2. Ball is loose, though, off the rebound, and Ethan Finch comes away with it. Almost gets it stolen from behind, but Finch comes down for Stephen Smith. Little up and under move, and he is fouled and will go to the line. Can't make the bucket, but another foul shot opportunity here for the Sydney Warriors. That will be the fifth team foul here on Cobleskill Richmondville, the first on Pat Nichols, who's into the game now for the Bulldogs. So both teams with five fouls each. First shot for Stephen Smith is up and good. So Smith now with 3 points, trying to make it four. Smith's shot is good. So Stephen Smith goes 2 for 2 at the line, trying to, again, pull Sydney back into this. Lucas Tanner comes to the bench, and Ryan Harris back in here for Sydney. 2:49 to go in the second quarter. It is 23-18. Cobleskill Richmondville on top of Sydney here tonight, and now a steal for Sydney, but taken right back here by Cobleskill Richmondville. Brennan Loader with a pass down low for Paquette. He goes up with the left hand, can't get it to go. Loader is right there to finish it off, and he's got 11 points. And it's 25-18 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Ethan Finch, now leaving one off here for Stephen Smith. Smith for Howard. Pump fakes on a three, leaves it off for Ryan Harris. Harris goes down low, loses control of the ball. It's picked up, but Harris, nice play to steal it back. Now for Justin McMillan on the left side of the floor as Sydney resets the offense here. Shot clock never reset because I don't think Cobleskill Richmondville truly ever had possession. Let's see if Sydney realizes that as they have five left on the shot clock. Finch, pull-up jumper, got it. Splash for Ethan Finch. He's got 6 points, and it's 25-20, and now a steal for the Warriors, trying to claw their way back into this game. Here is Ryan Harris, takes it down and low, can't get the shot to go. Steven Smith, the rebound, it's good, and he's fouled. Steven Smith off the miss from Ryan Harris, gets it to go. And Steven Smith now with 6 points, and he's trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play from the charity stripe. Sydney right back in this game, down 25-22. That foul will be on Brendan Loader, his second. He's going to have to go to the bench with a minute 50 to go before halftime. So Steven Smith to the line, shot is up and good. Steven Smith having himself a ball game here, folks, for the Sydney Warriors. And it's 25-23, so Sydney crawling out of that 9-point hole. They've cut it back down to 2. Bulldogs with the ball of Cobleskill Richmondville. Here's Piketty in the corner. He's double-teamed, ball tipped out of bounds. Nice hands there by Ryan Harris to almost swipe it cleanly there from Piketty. Just ran out of real estate, ball out of bounds. CR will get it into the top of the key here for Steve Maniscalco. He passes down low, intercepted here by Harris. Saved it from going out of bounds, and ahead now for Ethan Finch. Finch trying to go coast to coast, lays it up, can't get it to go, rattled free, and the Bulldogs will track down a rebound. So 1:20 to go in the second quarter. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Cobleskill Richmondville is going to take a timeout. They lead Sydney 25-23. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:20 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our score, Cobleskill Richmondville boys leading Sydney 25-23. CR with the ball. Here is Piketty down low. Can't get a right-handed layup to go. The rebound is loose and picked up here by the Sydney Warriors. Finch lost it out of bounds, though, just simply lost the handle, slipped free, and goes back to the Bulldogs of Cobleskill Richmondville. And so the Bulldogs, with 1:05 to go in the second quarter, will get it back, and into the backcourt it goes here for Andrew Tracy. Tracy to the far side of the floor for Maniscalco. Maniscalco back for Tracy, as Sydney has settled in here on defense. In a little zone action here as they've been in man-to-man for most of the night, but they've switched it up. Piketty to the far side. He takes it in off the glass and good. Doing the work of a man, Donovan Piketty puts it up and in. It's 27-23 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Top of the key for Steven Smith. Pump fakes on a three. Back out Finch. Finch gets into the lane. Dribble drive up and good for Ethan Finch. He has 8 points. Back to a two-point lead for the Bulldogs of CR. It's 27-25. Here's Piketty again, down low on the baseline, back out, a three-pointer, left side, dies on the front of the rim there from Pat Nichols. Rebound is going to be a jump ball as Steven Smith and Nichols collided together trying to grab onto it. Both held on for dear life, and the possession arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs with 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. So underneath the basket, this will be Steve Maniscalco looking to get it in. Maniscalco to the top of the key. Cobleskill Richmondville wanting to hold it for the last shot here of the second quarter. Here is Donovan Piketty. Piketty back across for Andrew Tracy. Tracy back to Piketty with 5 seconds to go. Leaves one for Tracy, left side, into the corner. A three for Nichols is not going to go, and that's going to do it for the first half with our score. Cobleskill Richmondville 27, Sydney 25. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Mirabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Mirabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Mirabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50 just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back live tonight from Sydney High School. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito. Remember, you'll use your Marabito Rewards Plus card. You'll save instantly when you use it right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And with how cold it's been outside the last couple of days, folks, that's a number you might want to keep handy. I mean, I'm okay with winter. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the snow or anything, but boy, this single digits or low teen stuff, it's got to go. It's got to go. It's got to at least be 20s or 30s out there to have any fun in the wintertime, I think at least. So, but luckily, basketball is a nice indoor winter sport. That is for sure. So our halftime score is Cobleskill-Richmondville leading Sydney 27-25. It's been a great first half here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Let's go through our scoring summary. First four visiting Cobleskill-Richmondville, a game-high 11 points so far for Brennan Loader. He was cold early, but then really started to heat up for CR. 9 points from Donovan Paquetti, and boy, he has just been kind of a man among men here tonight. Doing a great job on the glass, a lot of putback points. He can take it to the rim, he can dribble, he can take it outside. Doing a very nice job. 7 points for Mitch Vanderwerken. So those three with the point totals here tonight for Cobleskill-Richmondville in the first half. For Sydney, four guys getting it done so far. 8 points apiece for Ethan Finch and Malik Howard. Those are your leaders. 7 points for Steven Smith and 2 points for Lucas Tanner off the bench so far here today for the Sydney Warriors. So Finch also kind of a cold start to get things going. And then he started to heat up. Malik Howard was the one who came out red hot right out of the gate, nailed those 2 3-pointers. Then he kind of was quiet for a while before hitting a late jumper. If I was Coach Brzee, I'd tell Malik maybe to take a few more looks. He's had good opportunities. And, you know, if he's got the hot hand, this is the type of game where you need all the points you need, or you can get, I should say, because it's going to be a tight ball game. And Sydney, you know, they were down 9 at one point, clawed all the way back to get it to within 2 here. I don't think you want to go down and have another little run like that where you get down, because you take so much energy to come back when you're in that situation. You use up all your energy, and then when it gets back to even, it can be hard to stay there sometimes because you fought so hard to get back. So I think they're going to need to try to stay even, if not get a little bit of a push in the second half so that that doesn't happen again. Steven Smith with 7 points. He's been great on the interior, rebounding the basketball, and I thought he was really the spark that got them going with a couple of old-fashioned three-point plays when they were down 9. Those were huge momentum turners to get Sydney back in this game. Sydney's got some nice contributions off the bench here from Ryan Harris, Lucas Tanner, and as well as Justin McMillan. I thought they played some big minutes in the first half. We hope the best for Chase Johnson. I believe he got hit in the head as he went up to block a shot on a breakaway for Cobleskill Richmondville. Hasn't played since. I don't think we'll see him again here tonight because they're going to be careful with that anytime you have a head injury these days. So we wish the best to Chase here tonight, and we'll hope to see him back on the floor soon for Sydney. We're going to take a quick break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime score, Cobleskill Richmondville leading Sydney 27-25. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Sydney back out on the floor, warming up here. And just a side note, once again, folks, this could be a historic night in Sydney basketball history as longtime head coach Mike Brzee is sitting on win number 399 for his career. If he gets it tonight, it would be win number 400. If you know Coach Brzee, he's not the type of guy to make a big fuss about it or anything like that, so that's why it's kind of been quiet. And I said it in the pregame show, I'm not the type of guy, when someone's going for 1,000 points or something like that, a big milestone, I almost like to keep it a little more quiet. Let them focus on their business, and we will certainly give them their just attention once it's all said and done, because I think that's what Coach Brzee would want. I know they have some plans here at the school to recognize him when he gets that 400th win, even if it's not tonight. But just what a rich history and career here for Mike Brzee as the longtime varsity boys basketball coach. Of course, two state championships, one in 1998, one in 2007. Both of those teams went 24-2 and were just really special runs. I am a firm believer that it is extremely hard to win a state championship in any sport, but I think basketball has to be one of the harder ones because you just have to go through the gauntlet of teams, and there are so many strong sections across New York State that have high-quality teams, so to get one is super special, but to get two is just absolutely incredible. Of course, Sydney has three in their history here of boys basketball. 1979, of course, that team went 25-1, and then 98 and 2007 with those teams going 24-2. So if Coach Brzee gets it tonight, it would be super special. If not, we know he'll get it in the near future. And just what a career, that's for sure. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll start the second half of Sydney and Cobleskill Richmondville here on CDL.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting ready for the start of the second half with the score, Cobleskill Richmondville 27 and Sydney 25. Just another quick note on Mike Brzee. Of course, he's going for his 400th career victory here tonight. He's been at Sydney Central School since the 88-89 year, the 88-89 season, I should say. So he's been doing this a long time. Of course, the two state championships, and certainly a lot of fun to watch his teams over the years. Sydney will have the ball to start the second half. They're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. They go left to right on your radio dial. Is down low is Stephen Smith. Turnaround jumper for Smith is up and good. He's got 9 points, and we're tied up at 27. Cobleskill Richmondville now going right to left. They pretty much look like Penn State tonight with the navy blue uniforms, the white trim. Here is Brennan Loader with a right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is scooped up here by Finch of Sydney. Finch back up the floor, crossing the big Sydney S here at midcourt. And Finch will get the offense started with Justin McMillan, who's seeing some big-time minutes here with Chase Johnson on the bench with an injury. Back to the top of the key, and they'll call a traveling violation on the pass to get it to the top of the key there by Stephen Smith of Sydney. 7:10 to go in this third quarter. We're tied up 27-27. Looks like we're going to have a great finish and a great second half here, folks, between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Ball is tipped at midcourt, but CR comes away with it here to the left side. Now they go to the right side for Brennan Loader. He tries a straightaway three as he faded to the right wing side. It's off the mark and no good. Back up the floor for Finch as he scoops up the rebound for Sydney. Finch into the paint. Lost control of it. It's loose on the floor, and the Bulldogs will come away. Back up the floor with Mitch Vanderwerken. Ahead, Vanderwerken finds Andrew Tracy. He tries a jumper, and that's off the mark. Rolls out of bounds, and the possession is going to go back to Sydney. Both these teams wrestling and scrambling on every possession here at the moment, with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Anytime that ball is loose on a rebound or just loose in the open floor, both teams are diving headfirst forward for it. Warriors with the ball. Here is Justin McMillan passing to the right side from Malik Howard. Howard looks for an entry pass, can't get it to go. Instead, will pass back for Stephen Smith, left wing side. Smith for Liam Matthews, who's back in the game, and now back for Ethan Finch. Finch, little give and go with McMillan, takes it down low, tries a jumper. It's blocked. Tipped away, and Cobleskill Richmondville comes back away with it to the right wing side here, and a dribble drive opportunity for Brennan Loader, and he is fouled. Going to be the first foul of the second half with 6:10 to go in this third quarter. And I think they're just going to say that that ball was tipped out of bounds. I thought it was going to be a foul on the baseline, but it was last touched by Sydney, so the Bulldogs will get to keep it. Here is Piketty down low, passes to Vanderwerk, and it was before the shot. Bulldogs coaching staff not happy with that. Great job by Vanderwerken, who caught that pass in stride from Piketty, put it up and in, but they'll say the foul was on the floor. So that foul will be on Justin McMillan, his first, and the team's second here of the second quarter. Now a breakaway layup for Ethan Finch. Count the bucket. Don't know how he got it to go in. Acrobatic play there by Finch, and he's going to have a chance to go to the line for the three-point play. And one opportunity here for Ethan Finch. With 5:55 to go in the third quarter, Sydney retakes the lead 29-27. Finch to the line, up and good. So Ethan Finch now with 11 points, and it's 30-27 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass here for Cobleskill Richmondville, trailing by three to the left side of the floor. Here is Loader with a three-pointer. That's off the mark, no good. Finch a rebound. Long outlet pass ahead for Liam Matthews. Through his hands, out of bounds. No, it'll stay in, but the Bulldogs will hold on to it. Back up the floor they come with Steve Maniscalco. He gets it to the high post for Loader. Loader down low for Mitch Vanderwerken. A great interior pass, and he finishes it off. And it's Sydney 30, Cobleskill Richmondville 29. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's Finch. Dribbles between the legs, gets it back out. Malik Howard downtown for three. Howard with his third three-pointer of the game. He's got 11 points, and Sydney leads 33-29. Bulldogs back down the floor on the left side as they go right to left. Right wing side for Maniscalco. He tries a three. Left it short. Piketty with the rebound up and in. Wow, he's fantastic. He's got 11 points, and it's 33-31. Sydney just struggling to keep him off the glass, and he is just working it for all it's worth. With 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor here for Stephen Smith. Spots up for three. Smith, too much mustard on that one, and a rebound for guess who? Piketty ahead for Loader. Loader at the foul line. Stops, pops, jumper is too hard, and the ball is loose and back up the floor for Sydney. Here's Malik Howard outside the three-point line. Gets it back to Finch. Pump fakes on a three. Finch, step back. Gets Paquetti in the air. Fall away, jumper. Can't get it to go. And Paquetti scoops up the rebound with 4:20 to go, third quarter. Sydney leading by two, 33-31. And a non-leaguer tonight against Cobleskill Richmondville. Good matchup, though. Left side of the floor. They go to Paquetti. He wants a three. The big fella steps out. Can't get it to go. Loader is right there for the old-fashioned tip drill to put it in. And we're tied up at 33 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is fun because every time one team makes a run, the other seems to be able to answer. Biggest lead was Cobleskill Richmondville up by nine in the first half, but here we find ourselves tied up 33 apiece. Left side of the floor now for Ethan Finch. Gets to the foul line, and now for Malik Howard. Howard will pull it back out for Justin McMillan. And to the right side for Finch. Spots up, three-pointer, dies on the front rim. McMillan rips down a rebound, back out for Howard. But they'll have a foul on the floor here for McMillan as he passed it back out. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Knotted up at 33 apiece between Sydney and Cobleskill Richmondville. Team fouls, two apiece now. That's the third foul on Alex Javits of Cobleskill Richmondville. Warriors will get the ball into the top of the key. Right side for McMillan. McMillan with a bounce pass back to the left side for Malik Howard to Finch. Interior pass for Matthews at the left low block. They zip it back across into the corner for Steven Smith. Reversal again for Finch in the corner for three. Dies on the back rim. Fall is no good, and the Bulldogs scoop it away with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Again, knotted up 33 apiece here in this third frame. Left side of the floor in front of the Cobleskill Richmondville bench. Here is Paquetti. Paquetti to the high post for Loader. Loader to the far side, a spot-up jumper off the back of the rim. Paquetti with a rebound. Giving one back for Alex Javits. His right-handed layup is no good. Paquetti again puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Donovan Paquetti with 13 points, and he is just doing the work of a man on the inside. He's going for the old-fashioned three-point play at the charity stripe with 2:55 to go in this third frame. And Sydney has just not had an answer for him body-to-body to keep him off the glass. Paquetti can't get the foul shot to go, but Brennan Loader comes down with a rebound, gets it back to Paquetti. Left side of the floor, but first he'll travel, and the possession will go back to Sydney. With 2:50 to go in this third quarter, it's 35-33. The Sydney Warriors trailing to Cobleskill Richmondville. Left side here for Justin McMillan. McMillan leaving one for Malik Howard. Howard back off for Ethan Finch. Sydney running through the paces on offense for Steven Smith at the foul line. Back for McMillan. So they work it on offense. Finch trying to take it down low. Oh, he just misses the right-handed layup. Steven Smith, a rebound. Back out Malik Howard for three. That one's too strong. Finch, another opportunity on the rebound. And Sydney is keeping it alive here on the offensive glass. Finch, a little give and go with Steven Smith. Back to Finch. It's good for three. Finch has got 14, and Sydney retakes the lead, 36-35. Loader coast-to-coast, up and in. Brennan Loader with 15, making it look easy, and the Bulldogs lead the Warriors 37-36. Bounce pass to the right side. Malik Howard gets into the paint, goes up clean, blocked by Paquetti, and he's off to the races down the left wing side of the floor. Paquetti, stutter step, takes it to the rim, and a foul on the floor here on Sydney. With 1:50 to go in this third quarter. Oh, believe it or not, folks, Chase Johnson's going to check back into this game here. Thought maybe he'd be done for the night, but Johnson is back in, and Ryan Harris will check in as well for Sydney as Matthews and McMillan come to the bench. So we'll see Chase Johnson back in action after a first-half injury. Cobleskill Richmondville gets the ball in, but immediately swatted out of bounds here by Sydney. So it stays with the Bulldogs with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. The score, CR 37, Sydney 36. Alex Javits, left side of the floor. Javits into the corner now for Paquetti in front of his own bench as the Bulldogs go right to left on your radio dial. Right wing side of the floor for Steve Maniscalco. Maniscalco for Paquetti, dribbles down low, and a forearm shiver there by Paquetti right into the chest of Ryan Harris. Good job, planted his feet in the cement and took the charge. And back down the floor here for Sydney as they get possession. Cobleskill Richmondville coaching staff not pleased with that call. But any way that you look at it, the Zebra crew gives it back to Sydney. Back down the floor, Finch is going to take it to the rim, can't get it to go. Paquetti with a rebound and a reach-in foul here on Sydney with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. So that was the second foul on Piketty, in case you're keeping track at home, just a moment ago. And now the second foul on Ethan Finch, as not reach in on Piketty. Team foul situation, Sydney with 5 and Kobolsko Richmondville with 3. That's going to be key going forward. If this stays as tight as it does, we could decide this game at the charity stripe potentially. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Kobolsko Richmondville up by a point. Ball is loose. Bulldogs come away with it. Here is Piketty on the left side. Piketty to the top of the key. Gets it now. Dribble drive down low. Great pass into the interior for Vanderwerken, and he can't finish. Rebound Ryan Harris of Sydney. Warriors on the move. Back down the floor. Fall away jumper for Finch. No good. Chase Johnson is there to clean it up. He can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up, and he's fouled. Chase Johnson on the glass with 2 straight rebounds. He finished the second one, and he's going to the line. Sydney takes the lead 38-37 with 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Chase Johnson will step in looking for the and one play. So here is Johnson. This would be a big momentum boost here for Sydney. The shot is good for Chase Johnson. Coming back after being hurt there in the first half, and he gets the old-fashioned three-point play. Did a great job rebounding the basketball. Sydney leads 39-37. They lead by a deuce with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Steal by Lucas Tanner. Outlet pass ahead for Chase Johnson. It was too far in front of him, and the Bulldogs steal it right back. Piketty down the floor. Into the corner now for Alex Javits. Javits on the left baseline. Tries to go up, swatted out of there by Ryan Harris. Ball out of bounds will stay with CR. So Brennan Loader will get the ball inbound and find Alex Javits left side. Javits closely guarded here by Sydney. They'll pass it to the far side for Piketty. Piketty dumping one off inside for Andrew Tracy. He's fouled. Can't get the jumper to go in the paint, but will go to the foul line here to shoot 2. That's the 6th team foul on Sydney and the 2nd on Malik Howard. And so to the line is Andrew Tracy. Still has not scored here tonight. One of the starters for Kobolsko Richmondville. Big-time foul shot here, and he left it short. So the score remains Sydney 39, Kobolsko Richmondville 37, with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second shot coming. 0-for-1 so far here for Andrew Tracy. Gets this one to go. So it's 39-38, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Brzee calling out that he wants to play for one shot. Calls out a play. Here is Finch. Goes around a screen. Tries to go into the corner for Chase Johnson. 3 seconds left. Down low for Harris. Turnaround shot is swatted out of there. And that's going to do it. The end of the third quarter at Sydney 39. And Kobolsko Richmondville 38. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. They made an adjustment during the timeout. It was 39-37, Sydney on top. It's now 39-38. So somewhere along the way, a point was not put up on the board. And it's a one-point game to start the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Here is Piketty for 3, left side for Kobolsko Richmondville. It's off the mark. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it there. And let's see. We're going to have a foul on Sydney's Chase Johnson as he was reaching in, trying to steal that away. So that is the seventh team foul on Sydney and the second on Chase Johnson. This is big because it puts Cobleskill-Richmondville on the line for the rest of the game. This is a one-on-one opportunity. And so stepping to the line here will be Alex Javits. Javits' first shot rattles out, and a rebound by Ryan Harris of Sydney. And up the floor, outlet pass for Steven Smith. Smith having himself a great ball game here tonight. He has 9 points and has done a lot on the interior on defense and rebounding the basketball. And they hand one off to Ryan Harris, has his pocket picked by Brennan Loader, goes coast to coast, and he gets it to go, and he's fouled. Brennan Loader now with 17, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Chase Johnson with the foul as Johnson was trying to run back to block the shot there. That's his third, team's eighth. Cobleskill-Richmondville with 4 fouls as the team. Loader to the line, it's pure. So Loader now has 18. And Cobleskill-Richmondville retakes the lead 41-39 with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. A tight one here tonight on CDO. Good Friday night entertainment. Malik Howard straightaway three. No good. Paquetti rips down the rebound like a tall tree and brings it up the floor on the right side. Paquetti holds on to it. That's a luxury to have if you're the Bulldogs. A big guy who can run the floor, dribble, handle the basketball, and play on the inside and be physical. Here's Loader left side. His three ball is not good. It's short. Rebound for Ethan Finch, and back up the floor they come. Finch puts on the brakes, and we'll get Sydney settled into the offense here. Finch, little 360 spin move, and they're going to call him on a push-off. With 6:45 to go fourth quarter, Lucas Tanner's going to check in. Chase Johnson, it looks like, will come to the bench, I believe. We'll see. Anyways, they're going to call a timeout in the meantime. 9 fouls here on Sydney now. That was the third on Ethan Finch. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Cobleskill-Richmondville on top of Sydney in the fourth quarter, 41-39 on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:48 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney takes a timeout. We'll see. It looks like they're going to come back out with Finch, Johnson, Howard, Smith, and Tanner. So Ryan Harris will go to the bench. And Cobleskill-Richmondville holding a 41-39 lead over the Warriors in a boys' non-league contest here tonight. And Cobleskill will get the ball out of the timeout. They'll bring it up. Sydney with 9 fouls and Cobleskill-Richmondville with 4. So that could play a big part in this tight ball game down the stretch. Into the corner now for Brennan Loader. He has 18 points for Cobleskill-Richmondville. Down low to Paquetti. Great pass from Loader to Paquetti. He's got 15, and it's a 43-39 edge here for Cobleskill-Richmondville. And Sydney needs a hero. They need it now. They cannot let this balloon up much past 4 points, I don't think. They need to keep it a close game. Here is Malik Howard at the top of the key. They already brought it down once from 9 points. That was in the first half. Finch tried to go back door there, and now he does to Steven Smith through his hands and back up the floor here for Cobleskill-Richmondville. Now for Alex Javits. Javits to the far side. Andrew Tracy for three. Died on the back rim, and a rebound here from Finch. Ahead now for Chase Johnson. Johnson almost lost it out of bounds. Saves it inbounds. Ball's like a hot potato, somehow finds his way to Malik Howard, tries a three, no good. Steven Smith, the rebound, again loose on the floor, and scooped up by Sydney. They'll hold on to it. They got a fresh 35. They go down low for Lucas Tanner. Good turnaround move by LT, and he finishes. Lucas Tanner now with 4 points. Good little up and under, and it's 43-41 with 5.5 to go. Bulldogs with the ball, left side of the floor. They're in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Sydney's in the all-white with the black and the maroon trim. Brennan Loader in the corner. Reverses it across the top of the zone for Paquetti. Paquetti on the baseline on the right wing side. Skips back across for Alex Javits. He tries a long three-pointer and gets it. Javits, his first bucket of the night. And it's 46-41 with 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Cobleskill-Richmondville on the road on top of Sidney. Here is Steven Smith at the top of the key now for Chase Johnson. Johnson pump fakes, gets into the paint. We'll hand one off for Malik Coward. Sidney needs a bucket on this possession. They go to Finch. Finch with 14 points tonight, looking to add to it here. Gets a screen there from Lucas Tanner. Goes around, tries a high floater. It's off the mark, draws nothing but air, and back up the floor here for Cobleskill-Richmondville. They have the lead, and the clock is on their side. Piketty on the right side of the floor. Piketty looking to set up shop on offense. Will reverse it for Andrew Tracy. Right wing side for Piketty again. They want the ball in his hands. He's going to try a long three-pointer. It's good. Rattles it home. Piketty from downtown. He's got 18. What can't this man do? And it's 49-41 with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Big smile on the face there of Piketty. Into the corner outside the three-point arc here for Chase Johnson. Trying to direct traffic. Gets it back to Malik Howard. Howard on the left wing side. Gets around a tight screen for Steven Smith. And we're going to have a foul here on Cobleskill-Richmondville on Brennan Loader on a reach-in. So 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Still a lot of time, but Sidney needs to get some points as they trail 49-41 with 4 minutes to go. Pass it down low for Lucas Tanner. He's fouled by Pat Nichols. So back-to-back fouls here on Cobleskill-Richmondville. And this could help Sidney, as Sidney has 9 team fouls. Now this is 5 on Cobleskill-Richmondville. That one also will be on Pat Nichols. Sidney gets it in. They find Malik Howard, left side 3, no good, and he's gone cold at the moment. Rebound for the Bulldogs, back up the floor. They have a 49-41 lead. They go to Nichols down low, reverse layup, it's good, and he's fouled. Pat Nichols, his first bucket of the night. And he puts it home. And we'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. Again, our only comparison to really know what Cobleskill-Richmondville was like coming into this ballgame. We did see them last year in the Cooperstown tournament, which they are in this year as well. Sidney and Unitego and Cooperstown all in that, as Nichols gets the three-point play to go. Cobleskill-Richmondville losing by 10 last week to Oneonta, which is a team we've seen in our coverage area, so we know about how good they are. Teddy McGraw had 28 points in that game last week for Oneonta, so we knew coming in that this could be a tight ball game. But Cobleskill-Richmondville pulling away here late in the fourth quarter as a turnover by Ethan Finch on a traveling violation will give the ball back to the Bulldogs. They lead 52-41. Back down the floor here for Brennan Loader. Across and into the corner for Piketty. Piketty back up for Alex Javits. Javits to the far side here. Into the corner for Piketty once again. The clock is really becoming the enemy here of the Sidney Warriors. To the foul line for Pat Nichols. Spot up jumper, no good. Finch a rebound. Can Sidney get a furious rally going? Finch back up the floor for Malik Howard. Little give and go right back to Finch. They reverse it for Steven Smith. He tries the three-point ball. That's off the mark and no good. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. They haul the rebound in, and the Bulldogs are willing to choose some clock here as they bring it back down the floor. Sidney sitting in their 2-3 zone. They go down low, and it's up and good for Piketty. He's got 20, and he'll go to the line. Boy, great pass into the interior, and Piketty just finished. And he has been phenomenal all night tonight. So Piketty will step in and shoot his foul shot here. Try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. No good. Rebound is scooped up by the Bulldogs. They go back to Piketty. He scores. No, they're going to say it's a charge. Oh, wow. Looked like another great play there by Piketty. And they call him for a charge instead. With 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 54-41. Cobleskill-Richmondville has really opened this game up here late in the fourth quarter. Here is Chase Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson picks up his dribble, finds Lucas Tanner. Back from Johnson, and he is blocked there by Piketty. Ball out of bounds. And Johnson's going to have to go to the line here. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 54-41. So Johnson, good chance on that layup there. Couldn't get it to go, but he'll go to the line. And his first one is up and good. So Chase Johnson now with 4 points tonight. Trying to go for the second one here is good. Timeout is taken as Chase Johnson now with 5 points. And Mike Brzee will take a timeout with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Cobleskill Richmondville 54, Sydney 43. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Cobleskill Richmondville with the ball and a 54-43 lead over Sydney here tonight at Sydney High School. Here is Brennan Loader, who has 18 points tonight. He's been fantastic, along with Donovan Paquetti with 20 points so far here tonight for Cobleskill Richmondville. Ball underneath, and they're going to have a foul. Not sure who this is going to be on. It's going to be on Cobleskill Richmondville. Will be the seventh team foul. Looks like it might be on Paquetti, so his third. And Sydney's going to go to the line, his fourth actually, and Finch will step in to shoot two. Actually, 1-1, excuse me. So Finch to the line here with 2:04 to go in this fourth quarter. So Finch, first shot is good. So Ethan Finch with a team-high 15 points here tonight. Second one coming. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show, folks. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose and recap this ball game coming up in just a few minutes. Second shot is good for Finch. It's 54-45 with 2 minutes to go. Sydney needs a stop, and they need it now. Here is Loader, left side of the floor for Andrew Tracy. Tracy puts on the brakes, pulls it back out. Now they go to Brennan Loader on that right side. Loader now finding Mitch Vanderwerken. Vanderwerken down low, takes it up, can't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney. They have life, but it's stolen right back by Andrew Tracy, and he wants to kill some time, finds some space, dribbles over to it, and starts to kill some clock. Bounce pass now for Mitch Vanderwerken. Down low for Paquetti, off the glass, and good. Paquetti with 22. He's been sensational. 1:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-45. And here is Sydney with the ball. Here is Chase Johnson. He takes it down low. Johnson is blocked. He tried to take it to the rim and back up the floor here for the Bulldogs as we come up on a minute to go. It's 56-45, and Cobleskill Richmondville was trailing by two to start the fourth quarter, and they put on a huge push here to finish this game off here tonight on the road at Sydney. A shot by Vanderwerken is no good. Back up the floor for Lucas Tanner. He goes in for the right-handed layup. Can't get it to go, and back up the floor on the rebound here for Andrew Tracy as we have 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A steal, though, by Lucas Tanner. He took it away from behind. LT down the left side of the floor for Steven Smith. Smith down low for Malik Howard. Howard puts it up for the right-handed layup, no good, and a foul on Steven Smith on the rebound. Frustrating fourth quarter here if you're a Sydney Warriors fan, as they just haven't been able to get it going, and Cobleskill Richmondville has been able to hit a little bit of everything. So to the line here, that's going to be the 10th foul on Sydney, and the fourth on Steven Smith. This will send Alex Javits to the line. First shot for Javits is off the front of the rim. Won't fall. No good. So again, CR, Cobleskill Richmondville leading Sydney 56-45. Bulldogs trying to spoil the party here tonight. And the second shot is up and good for Javits. He has 4 points. And it's 57-45 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Finch. Leaving one off into the corner now for Chase Johnson. Back for Lucas Tanner. Down low for Steven Smith. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Smith gets another opportunity. This one won't go. And a rebound for Cobleskill Richmondville. And back up the floor for Brennan Loader with 15 seconds to go. Cobleskill Richmondville is going to come up with a big-time road victory here with a great performance in the fourth quarter. Our final score, Cobleskill Richmondville 57 and Sydney 45. The final score will make it look like it was more of a blowout than it was. This was a two-point game entering the fourth quarter, and the Bulldogs pull away here late for a 57-45 victory. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Sydney High School. Our final score tonight, Cobleskill Richmondville uses an 18-6 fourth quarter to pull away from Sydney in this non-league game, 57-45. So a great victory here tonight for the Bulldogs. These two teams could see each other again soon in the Cooperstown Holiday Tournament, which is right after Christmas. The teams in that, Cooperstown, Sydney, Unitigo, and Cobleskill Richmondville. So a chance for revenge could be in order for the Sydney Warriors. And so Cobleskill Richmondville spoils the party here tonight. Of course, we said in our pregame show and at halftime, Sydney head coach Mike Brzee was going for his 400th victory here tonight. He's sitting on 399, but should have a good chance next week as Sydney has a couple of games, including a game against Harpersville. It's on the road, though. It's always special if you can get it at home, so he has a good chance to get it maybe on Thursday at Harpersville. I think it's one of their last games before the Christmas break. So we know he's going to get it at some point this season, but he does not get it here tonight, and it will be a special moment when it does happen, that's for sure. So Cobleskill Richmondville spoiling the party here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. For Cobleskill Richmondville, as they win 57-45 tonight, Donovan Paquetti with a game-high 22 points tonight to lead the way. Brennan Loader had 18, 9 for Mitch Vanderwerken, 4 for Alex Javits, 3 for Pat Nichols, and 1 for Andrew Tracy. On the other side for Sydney, a team-high 16 points for Ethan Finch, 11 for Malik Howard, 9 for Stephen Smith, 5 for Chase Johnson, and 4 for Lucas Tanner. And kudos to Chase Johnson for coming back in this ballgame tonight after getting hurt in the first half and getting it done. Now it's time for our three awards tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Ethan Finch tonight, 16 points for Sydney. Thought he had a very good game. Did a little bit of everything here for the Warriors. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Company Dynamic Defense Award. Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that award to Sydney's Stephen Smith tonight. I thought he did a great job on the glass, great job passing, had several assists. And let's see, he finishes tonight with 9 points. So Stephen Smith will be our Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight for Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Have to recognize, Donovan Pacchetti tonight, 22 points. Had to have had a double-double, if not close to a triple-double. He was fantastic for Cobleskill Richmondville. Excited to watch him again a little bit after Christmas. He did a very nice job, that's for sure. So Donovan Pacchetti from Cobleskill Richmondville is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. We will be back on the air next Tuesday, the 19th. Listen to this, folks. A huge contest as the BG girls travel over the hill to take on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs in a rematch of the last 3 years of the MAC Girls Championship. So that's going to be on Tuesday night over at Delaware Academy. So that's the next time we'll be on the radio. We'll also be on next Friday night over in Franklin as the Purple Devils, the boys, host Downsville. That game's going to be at 5 o'clock, and it's a special night over in Franklin next Friday. They are unveiling some championship banners in their gymnasium, having a lot of alumni come back for that, as well as they're unveiling a banner for 1,000-point scorers in basketball, 100-point scorers in soccer, Section 4 track and field champions, as well as anybody in Franklin who is in the Section 4 Hall of Fame. So that's going to be a fun time next Friday up at Franklin Central School. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. He was our in-game producer tonight. Again, our final score, Sydney boys falling at home 57-45 to Cobleskill Richmondville. The Bulldogs of CR using an 18-6 fourth quarter to pull away after it was a real tight one through three quarters here in Sydney. We'll see you next week. And as always, if you need more score updates from any of the local games, you can follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull. That's also available at WCDOsports.com. Have a great night. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO.